This is Restoration Bible Church and Ministries. We are a people of excellence living purposefully. As you listen to God's servant, Reverend Dr. Tunde Balanta, we trust that God's word will work wonders in your life.
This morning, we'll be looking at activating the blood covenant in Christ Jesus. Activating the blood covenant in Christ Jesus. Blood covenant between God and Jesus. The blood covenant between God and Jesus in your behalf makes Jesus your redeemer and guarantor for every spiritual blessing. The blood covenant between God and Jesus in your behalf makes Jesus your redeemer and guarantor for every spiritual blessing. You know, in Luke 22, verse 19 and 20, and he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant or the new agreement in my blood which is shed for you." That's the basis there. He's saying there's an agreement between God and himself to give his blood in your behalf. That's another way to say it. God and Jesus made an agreement that Jesus would be a sacrifice in your behalf. Hallelujah. And in my behalf. This has been done for us. Hallelujah. And there is a blood covenant. When there's a blood covenant, you are saying, "I'm ready to give my life if necessary." And Jesus did by going to the cross and paying the supreme price for our sins. The blood covenant is active this morning, but you got to activate it. Somebody has died your death. Somebody has paid the price in your behalf by agreement. You and I were not around when that agreement was made. We were not privy to it. But God made that agreement with his son because he loved us so much. In Exodus chapter 2, from verse 24 and 25, "And God heard their groaning," talking about the children of Israel. "And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them." God had respect unto them. Now, they were not there when God made the agreement with Abraham. Remember, Abraham had to circumcise himself. God told him, Genesis 15, "Take some animals to represent me." So blood was involved. Anytime blood is involved, you become family. You are ready to die for one another. I'm happy I'm related to somebody who is ready to give his life for me and who gave his life for me. Is there an amen somewhere? Amen. People can make all kinds of agreements, but where the rubber meets the road, when your back is against the wall, they start saying, "Well, yes, actually, you know, because I don't know, economy has changed, go, no go, wahala day, ga no level." Have you heard those kind of statements before? Oh boy, it be as it be. These are our colloquial expressions of things are not okay. But you have a covenant partner that said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you, that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. What can man do unto me?" You have a covenant partner that is ready to jump into the fiery furnace and be with you. He said, "We threw three men into this furnace, but I see four men. One looks like the Son of God." I'm saying something to you today. You have a blood covenant in Jesus Christ. He's willing to give his life, and he already gave his life where you are concerned. Whatever happens in this world, whatever is happening in our space, this covenant cannot be broken, and God will not change his mind where you are concerned. Is there an amen somewhere in this house today? I say, is there an amen somewhere in this house today? Abraham was dead and gone and buried, but his children were in trouble in the land of Egypt. His children were being afflicted in the land of Egypt, and God said, "I remember. I can hear the cry of these people, but when I hear their cry, I remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that I swore to them by blood that I will not leave them nor forsake them." I want to say something to you. When you and I are crying to God in a similar way, he remembers remembers the travail of the Lord Jesus on the cross. He remembers his back being broken. I'm here to say to a child of God this morning, that affliction is not going to kill you because Jesus took it on the cross. Every time you cry to God, he said, for your sake, I will not hold my peace. He said, I will give men for your life. I don't know if you understand how much God treasures you this morning. He's still wearing the wedding ring, the hole in his hand and in his feet, in his hands and feet. There are signs that you are loved. There are signs that he cares for you. And I want to announce to a child of God, they may be gathering not by me. Whoever gathers against you, my Bible tells me they are going to fall for my malabasata yekabaya. I said they are going to fall for my sake. They are going to fall for your sake this morning because you have a covenant-keeping God. You have a God. Even if they say it's over, Jesus can step into that situation and turn the story around because he is married to you. You belong to him. Your story cannot be over because somebody is your redeemer. Job said, I know that my redeemer liveth. I want to say that your covenant partner, he's not retired. He's not tired. He has no tenure. He cannot be voted out. Nobody can remove him. He's still on the throne. He is alive forevermore. Is there a witness in the house of God? Is there somebody in this house that believes that Jesus is still alive and is still on the throne? Your healing is guaranteed. Your deliverance is guaranteed. Your money is guaranteed. You believe that? Give him a shout in the house of God today. Somebody praise him. He is beautiful for all situations, my friend. I say, Pastor, does it mean we don't have problems? Plenty. But it hasn't changed the covenant. I say, it has not changed the covenant. The day your problem changes the covenant, all of us are in trouble. But your problem cannot change the covenant. He paid with his blood. I said, he paid with his blood. The Bible says in Isaiah 43:1, but now thus saith the Lord, I created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have what? Redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, and thou art mine. If we do a little experiment this morning, and I say, turn to your neighbor and say, thou art mine. Ah, and you did it. You are turning to somebody's wife saying, thou art mine. The husband is going to elbow you right now in church. You see, that's a possessive word. Thou art mine. That's what he's saying. I paid with my life to buy you. That's why he said you are precious to me. He said, if you read that, he said, because you are precious in my sight, I will give men for you. That means, be careful how you touch us. Isaiah 43:4. Since thou was precious, 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 valuable in my sight, and that has been honorable, and I have loved thee, it is the love that makes you precious. Therefore, I will give men for thee and people for thy life. And he did it in Egypt. He killed all the firstborn to let them go. And he can still do it again. Where your life, your family, they are concerned, God will do it again in the name of Jesus. There's so many thoughts here. But how is it going to work for you? It has been paid. Your account has been credited. You're a blood covenant partner with Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood said, she kept saying, if I can only, when she heard the reports of Jesus, you are hearing the report that he paid with his blood today, but you have to keep saying like that woman. She kept saying, someone said she kept saying, in Mark chapter 5, we're not going to turn to it, you know the story, from verse 25 to 29, she kept saying to herself, the woman with the issue of blood kept saying to herself, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed. Mark 5:25. If I can only touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch it. Do you know the covenant is there between you and Jesus? But you cannot activate it by sitting down. You have to open your mouth. I said, you have to do what? Open your mouth and begin to say, I'm a covenant child of God. What Jesus paid for, I don't need to pay for it. I'm far from destruction. I'm far from every wicked thing flying around. You have to say it and do it. Somebody say, say it, do it. Say it, do it, receive it, testify. Say it, do it, receive it, testify. The blood covenant and the blessings are there. But many of us, we are not saying what the covenant says. We are saying what life is throwing at us. I said, there's the blood of Jesus on your head. It's the mark of redemption is upon your life. You got to say it. You got to keep saying what he has said. The reason you look like God is that he made you a speaking spirit. You got to keep saying what God has said and keep acting like it is true. As I say it, act like it is true. The woman with the issue of blood, when she said, I will be healed, she was still bleeding. She was still bleeding. That means she was still sick. When she said, I shall be healed, people around her would say, when Abraham said, I'm a father of many nations, Eliza was the person in the house. There was his own baby was not there, but he was saying, I'm a father of many nations. He kept saying it. He kept acting like it was true. How did he act like it was true? He changed his name. The Bible says in Romans that he did not consider his own body now dead and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Double D. His body was dead. Sarah's womb was dead. So when he was saying, my name is Abraham, a father of many nations, it was like, people around say, Oga, Oga, please, you are making us to laugh now. But that's how it works. As a lady in the house today, you need to begin to say, I am married in Jesus' name. You need to begin to say, the young man is coming my way in Jesus' name. I say, but if people will laugh at you, they are coming to rejoice with you. If nobody believes you, go into your bathroom and look at the mirror and talk to yourself there. But God will not activate what you don't say. I will not activate what you don't do. God is a show me God. I said, God is what? A show me God. The woman believed. She kept saying. And you know that woman had courage? This ruler of the synagogue was there. Socially, she was unclean. She was like a leper because of her condition. But she did something to validate what she was saying. There must be a way you can act. I said, your miracle is coming. I need to move on. A sister that I know for many years, she called me. She said to me, it's my birthday. She turned 54, that girl. And I remember 27, 28 years ago, she's what they call sickle cell, SS, sickle cell carrier. And I remember when Pastor Tina and I used to go and pray for her, you would think she would not last till the next morning. Her children have graduated from university. She said, Pastor, pray for me. I'm 54 years old. I said, do you have the scriptures I told you to be saying that time? Do you still have them? He said, Pastor, that one at Jesara, it has entered me. I have entered it. Listen, miracles happen to those who will speak the word of God and act like it is true. Forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. If you will not say it, God cannot perform in your land. She said, it's part of me now. He said, I can recite it in my sleep. And she's still strong. And I'm saying, you are going to receive strength today. I say, you are going to receive strength today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's add one or two things more here this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Positional authority to exercise dominion has been given to every blood covenant child of God. Positional authority to exercise dominion. Positional authority to exercise dominion has been given to every child of God. Let's go to Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and has put all things underneath his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Then go to the next chapter, Ephesians 2, 4 to 6. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace are ye saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show, somebody says he's going to show, the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. You see, when Jesus was raised up, you were raised up with him. Hallelujah. I know you are seated in church this morning, but there's another place you are seated, in the heavenly places. You are seated in Christ Jesus in the heavenly places. Friends, it makes a whole world of difference how you pray. Amen? You can pray to the throne or from the throne. Do you understand? It's one thing to stand at the gate of somebody's house and be knocking the gate. Boo, 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 boo. Now, if the owner of the house, maybe the wife comes home and she's banging the gate, boo, 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 it means that either she lost the key or there's some kind of problem. But how many of you go to your house and lock the gate of your house? It's kind of strange. Neighbors will come and say, "Oga, did you lose your key or something?" Right? So, but if you are part of that house, you open the door and you go in. When you are seated at the table, somebody says seated at the table. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Will you believe? You don't even to believe, it's a fact. You are actually seated with Christ in heavenly places this morning. How many of you agree with that? All right. Let's find an illustration that can help you. If you are seated with the president of your nation together at the back seat, you must be important yourself. Because no matter who you are, they'll probably put you in front. Because they don't know if you're a security risk. But if you are seated together at the back seat, there are things you can discuss there that people that don't have the privilege of entering that car cannot discuss. But if you are seated there, you take your microphone. "Oh God, I'm talking to you. I need a job." You say, "Hey, where did you people get this madman that you brought that? Why are you screaming at me like this?" You know, when people have dinners, the reason you may not enter, sometimes when they have a dinner and they want to remove certain people, you say, "The ticket for this dinner is 100,000. That means they've cut a lot of people away. They wanted certain people that can talk at a certain level. The dinner we've been invited to, the only thing that gets you in is the blood of Jesus. And once you are washed in that blood, you can come on that table and sit with him in heavenly places. So it makes a lot of difference. Maybe you are praying as a beggar or as a son. You know, God kept saying to Moses, he said, "I am that I am. I'm the self-existing one. I'm the one that has no beginning. I have no ending. If anybody who was born or created cannot be my equal." He's saying to you this morning that you are seated with him and you can exercise authority. You see, everything under Jesus is under you. Even if you feel like you are the little toenail, you are still seated far above principalities, power, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Every demon of violence, every demon of terror, every demon of witchcraft, they are all underneath your feet, which means, child of God, you can take dominion over them. You can say, "In the name of Jesus, I bind you from my path." They are all remote controlled by demons. You can bind those things from your path. You can bind the works of the enemy. Am I talking to living souls in the house of God? I say, you can bind them from your path. And you know, they all respect the blood of Jesus. If you look at computer language, it's jargon to you. When they are giving command in computer, it looks like jargon. I mean, the one they write. You say, what is all this? What is all this nonsense they're writing? But they understand it. When you tell the computer that thing, control C. If I say control C to somebody in the village, wait till you talk. Control V. Wait till V. Are you talking of Omo? But in the realm of the spirit, the currency of trade is blood. The currency of trade is blood. If the blood, if you want to beat anything, you bring blood that a spirit will take to help you. So you can bring chicken blood, goat's blood, cow blood, human blood. Depend on the spirit will now help you. The spirit that takes that blood has to now manifest. But when God was going to redeem you and make you one with him and lift you to another level, he used his own blood. Which means any natural blood at all, that any spirit takes at all, cannot have dominion over you. Every evil you see in this world is connected to some kind of sacrifice, to some kind of evil spirit. And when God was going to finish and settle your case, there was no altar on the earth that could take the blood of Jesus. Listen to me very well. One day God spoke this thing to me. I didn't know when I was shaking my head like a madman. If you get it, you will jump up a little bit yourself. It will shake you. The job could not be completed. Somebody said it could not be completed. When Mary came to Jesus, he said, don't touch me. After, he said, I've not yet ascended to your father. That blood has to be carried above the first heaven, above the second heaven, into the presence of God himself. And God said, the blood is here, case dismissed, power of enemy canceled, which means for anything to come and affect your salvation, your redemption, to touch you, that thing has to go, that spirit has to go through the first heaven, the second heaven, and try to undo the blood of Jesus on the mercy seat of God that is calling your name this morning. And I'm saying to you, that blood is the blood of the everlasting covenant, is untouchable, is unreachable to the enemy. Therefore, every gang up of hell this week, this month, that is coming against you, they will fail because they cannot reach where the blood of your redemption is. The blood of your redemption, child of God, is on the mercy seat of God. Heaven has discharged you. Heaven has acquitted you. You are healed by the stripes of Jesus. You are going from glory to glory. They cannot touch that blood. They cannot touch you. They cannot touch your money. I decree it in the name of Jesus. Somebody give him praise and glory in the house of God. Stand to your feet and let's thank God together. Hallelujah. Wow. Balaam said, I have received commandment to bless. He has blessed and it cannot be reversed. He said, the shout of a king is among them. The shout of a king is among them. Oh, the shout of a king is among them. The shout of a king is among them. The shout of King Jesus is amongst us. The shout of King Jesus is amongst us. Hallelujah! The devil thought he had finished with Paul and Silas, but he began to shout. The redeemed of the Lord shall say so. Lift your hand and thank the Lord. Oh, yes. He thought he had finished with them. But as he began to shout, the shout of a king, the shout of a king, the shout of a king is amongst us. Hallelujah. He's amongst us. He's amongst us. Lift your voice and begin to thank him. Whatever is going on in your world, hallelujah. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Father, we praise you. We give you praise. We give you honor this morning. Yes, Lord, we give you honor. I want to say you can praise him because he ever liveth to make intercession for you. Lift your hands and lift your voice this morning. There will be an earthquake in your prison in the name of Jesus. I said there will be an earthquake in your prison in the name of Jesus. Whatever you are going through, I declare over you, you are coming out of it. I apply the blood of Jesus. Open your own mouth and say after me, I apply the blood of Jesus to every stubborn situation, to every challenging situation in my life right now. You are not bigger than the blood of Jesus. So I decree, as a child of God, that you bow down. My knees are met. The doors are open. And the angels are walking in Jesus' name. Can you give a loud shout in the house of God this morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We know you were blessed. You can reach us through the following platforms: Restoration Ministries International on Facebook and Instagram, RBCM Online on Twitter, YouTube, and Mixlr. Visit our website www.rbcmonline.org or Restoration Close, Rominio Extension, Kaduna, Nigeria.